Today we're going to be looking at the Song of Solomon, sometimes also called the Song of Songs. And I want to give you a little bit of background of it before we look at it. It's not a book that we use a whole lot, but it is a wonderful and a fantastic book that I would encourage you to spend some time reading through the whole thing sometime. It's only about 8 chapters. So here's what I'm going to tell you before I read it, okay? The Song of Songs is a wonderful book about the establishing of a relationship between a woman and a man. It's about the establishment of a relationship between a woman and a man. And it tells the story about them coming together. It tells the story about them longing for each other. Through the centuries, many have seen this writing, seen this as a writing to give a deeper meaning to our relationship with God. Many have seen this as something that God is reaching out to us, as the man in this book reaches out to the woman. So I want you to listen to these words, and I want you to think about this whole thing. This is about the establishment of a relationship between a woman and a man. This is about, people have interpreted this to mean that it's about God reaching out to us and the fullness that is offered there. So listen to these words that come from the second chapter. This is the woman speaking first. Listen, my beloved, look. Here he comes, leaping across the mountains, bounding over the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Look, there he stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows, peering through the lattice. My beloved spoke and said to me, arise, my darling, my beautiful one, come with me. See, the winter is past. The rains are over and gone. Flowers appear on the earth. The season of singing has come. The cooing of doves is heard in our land. The fig tree forms its early fruit. The blossoming vines spread their fragrance. Arise. Come, my darling, my beautiful one, come with me. Now I don't need to preach because you got it, right? Beautiful, poetic, wonderful words. Words about a woman seeing, coming from the distance, seeing her beloved come. Maybe you remember a time that you felt that way about someone. Just seeing that beloved come and being excited about that beloved one coming. And then that beloved one speaks and invites, brings an invitation to come with me. So, see how this is, it's a wonderful, fantastic poem about the establishing of a relationship between a man and a woman. You see, the man is calling out. The man is calling out to the woman in this passage. The man is calling out and inviting her into something much deeper, just as God calls out to us. You see, sometimes we might think that we are the ones who take the first step toward God. We step toward God, but the truth really is that God has already stepped toward us, and that God has already reached down in our hearts and touched our hearts in a fantastic way. And unless God does that, we don't reach out for God. God is the one who takes the initiative. Something that I learned when I went on the walk to Emmaus and helped out a number of times on the leadership team for the walk to Emmaus. It's this, what's called prevenient grace. Big fancy word for saying grace that comes to us before we know God. Grace that comes to us before we know God. Some of you that maybe grew up in the United Methodist Church have heard about John Wesley talking about that, about this prevenient grace that proceeds in front of us, that is there welcoming us in. And I will always remember when I gave the talk on prevenient grace one time. It's about God wooing us. It's about God wooing us. About God reaching out to us, wanting to develop a relationship with us. And that's why this book has been interpreted that way throughout the years. It's not just about the establishment of a relationship between a woman and a man. It's also about God reaching out to us in a relationship. I do remember that as I started to hear about Christ and started to hear about what Christ wanted to do for me when I was at Virginia Tech as a freshman in 1980, as God reached out to me in 1980 and 81, as God reached out to me and was inviting me into a relationship, I started to know how much God truly loved me. You see, I was always of the concept that was God was out to get me. And that God was looking to get me. And if I stepped out of line, God was going to... Now, did that keep me from stepping out of line? No, it didn't. It did not keep me from stepping out of line. I still stepped out of line and I did things wrong, but I always had this concept that there was a God looking to grade me, to decide whether I was doing more right than wrong. That's what I learned from my parents. My parents are not church folks, and that's what I learned from them. It's about God grading the walk of your life. And as I started to learn about Jesus Christ and the love that God has through Jesus Christ, I started to understand that God was reaching out to me with love. And that God says, Tim, in spite of who you are, in spite of who you try to be, in spite of what front you give to other people, I love you. I care for you. I call out to you. You see, I was kind of comfortable living in the darkness. It didn't bother me. I didn't want friends. I pushed people away. I wanted to be a loner. I wanted to be by myself. Yeah, it was nice to talk to people every once in a while. But see, I go back to my childhood, and in my childhood, when I got in trouble, I got sent to my room. And when I got sent to my room, my brother or my sister was not allowed to come bug me. Wow, that was heaven. That was heaven. I did what I could to get in trouble, to get sent to my room. Because now I could do what I wanted to do. Now I didn't have to share. Now if I wanted to read a book, I could read a book. See, my mom used to send me to my room sometimes to clean up my bookshelf because it was a mess. And my mode of cleaning up the bookshelf was to take everything off the shelf first. You don't just straighten it up. You take everything off and you pile it in the middle of the floor. And little by little, you straighten it up and put it back on the bookshelf. And I spent the whole afternoon reading books. What a wonderful thing for me. But as I found out, God was reaching out to me. And God was wooing me. And God was saying, come on, I'm inviting you into a relationship. Just like this passage. And there started to develop within me a heart that said, that's the relationship I want. That's what I need in my life. That's what will excite me. That's what will get me going. I want that kind of loving relationship with a God who created me, who cares about me, who enters into my life and brings excitement. And you see, that's what the Song of Solomon, the Song of Songs, is about. It's about a gentleman doing that. It's about God doing that for us. And God reaching into our lives. There is a call to move from the winter of life into the spring of life in this passage. To move from the winter of life into the spring of life. And so one of these days I'm going to learn how to pick pictures a little bit better. Because on the left side it's all snow, and it's kind of hard to tell that, isn't it? Just trust me, you don't need to look at it, okay? It's all snow on the left side of the photograph, and on the right side of the photograph, it's all spring. It has changed. It has changed dynamically. And one of these days, yes, I'll figure out a way to get these. Well, there, that shows up better. Thank you, Jonathan. You can see that change. And this is what God is asking us and inviting us into. I mean, what are the winter months for? They're for hiding inside, right? They're for hiding in your room and reading whatever you want to read, for watching television programs, for working specifically on your crafts or maybe a jigsaw puzzle, because you got an excuse. I don't have to go outside now, or I'm not going to go outside now. Because as much as you guys like living in the mountains, I have heard some of you say you don't like it when it snows. And you don't like the nasty weather when that happens. Well, there is a call to move from the winter of life into the spring of life. There is a call for that. And in this passage, the gentleman says these words, "Arise, my darling, my beautiful one, come with me. See, winter is past. The rains are over and gone. Flowers appear upon the earth. The season of singing has come. The cooing of doves is heard in the land." Such a change has happened. Such a change has gone on. And God is inviting us out of the winter of our lives into the spring. Into the excitement. I don't know about you, but when flowers bloom, I love it. I absolutely love to see those flowers. I love to see them, and my wife loves to dig holes and plant more flowers. She does it, one, because that's her prayer time. To dig holes. I can't do prayer that way, but that's how Deanne does prayer. She digs holes. And she learns in that process, and she speaks with God as she digs. So I don't interrupt her when she's digging holes. One, because the shovel's a pretty long implement, and it reaches pretty far besides down into the ground. But I've also found out she loves to plant flowers because she knows how much I love them. So thank you. I love to see them. I love to look at them. It's such an interesting thing to me to see the different flowers and how they're different. And how can you not get excited about that? When you look at the different flowers and you look at the creatures that are brought to the flowers. Okay, yes, some of you don't like bees and wasps. Heard a story already about yellow jackets this morning. But you know what? I love hummingbirds. And I love to watch them come to the red flowers. Such an incredible little creature. And God invites that creature into the midst of a spring. I mean, whether you realize it or not, they fly thousands of miles away when we don't have flowers. I mean, something that size flies thousands of miles to find some flowers. What if our hearts did the same thing, looking for the spring of life? Looking for the spring that can be so exciting for us, that God leads us to. What if we did the same thing? I don't think I'm going to fly thousands of miles. But God brings that spring of life to us right here where we are. Now I realize, and I've heard, many would say this. I've already been there. And now my time for slowing down is here. I've heard a couple of people say that, right? Now my time for slowing down is here. I have a sad story to tell you. There is nowhere in Scripture that anybody retires. Have you ever noticed that? There is nowhere in Scripture that anybody retires. It's not biblical to retire. How about that? Would that preach? Probably not. Folks, God is still inviting us into the spring of life. God is still inviting us there. And instead of saying, now it's time for me to slow down, God is calling us as a people to fully enter the exciting spring of our life with God, no matter what age. It doesn't matter how old we are. It doesn't matter how young we are. God is inviting us into the fullness of the spring of life that God wants to bring to us. God is calling us as a people to enter that spring. What about you? Can you hear God wooing you? Can you hear God reaching out to you and saying, come on, let's go? Can you hear God saying, come on this way, let me show you the incredible beauty of the spring of life? Last weekend, Deanne and I went up to Beagle Ridge Herb Farm. And we went into the butterfly hut that they have there. If you haven't been up to that, it's worth going to see. One, because the lady told me, she said, now look right there, see all those caterpillars. And I looked right there, and I saw this plant that was about this tall with little eeny-eeny black specks on it. I mean, eeny-eeny, small. And I said, well, yeah, I see the plant with black specks on it. She says, those are caterpillars. And I knelt down to look, and I didn't see him moving. I trusted her that she knew what she was talking about. And she showed us the butterflies that they turn into. And I was like, how amazing is that? And here's what I want to tell you. God has little things like that hidden everywhere that we go for us to enjoy the spring of the spiritual life with God. And sometimes we walk right on by it, or sometimes we say, I'm not going to stoop down and look at those little small caterpillars. God's calling out. God wants a deep, loving relationship with you. So I ask you to think about this question. Will you enter into the spring of life to live the fullness God has for us as a church? Not as an individual, as a church. Will you enter into that spring of life and all the fullness that God has? Can you get excited about it? Can you see what God is bringing to us and how exciting that is? And are you willing to step into that fullness? My prayer is that you don't miss it. My prayer is that you see the excitement and you hear the voice of God and you willingly step, no matter your age, into the spring of life and fully find out the excitement that God has for us as a church, because I believe it's already happening. I see it. And some of you do too, and you have talked about it. You see it. Are you ready to step into that excitement?